Syria's ambassador to the UN, Bashar Jafari, has slammed the West for tabling a draft resolution to refer the Syrian crisis to the International Criminal Court.
The draft seeks to involve the Security Council in the hysteria of hostility adopted by some member states towards Syria and its people. Tabling this draft resolution represents a ceaseless attempt by some states to arrogate to themselves the right to be custodians of the Syrian people and its national choices. This attempt constitutes an open disregard to the will of the Syrian people.
Jafari made the remarks after the French-drafted proposal was vetoed by Russia and China. He said Qatar, Saudi Arabia, Turkey, Israel and France should be referred to the ICC for their crimes. The draft resolution accused both the Syrian government and insurgents of human rights violations and crimes against humanity. Russia's envoy to the UN Security Council says the proposals could refuel tensions in Syria.
The draft resolution rejected today reflects an attempt to use the ICC to further inflame political passions and lay the groundwork in the end for eventual outside military intervention.
Well, to discuss that further, we're now joined with Mr. Jim W. Dean, who is the managing editor of Veterans Today, and he's now joining us live via Skype from Atlanta. Mr. Dean, as always, thanks for joining us. Now, how do you see this resolution and the fact that the veto that has been vetoed by Russia and China? What kind of a message is this sending?
Well, I agree with the Syrian ambassador. It was just a publicity stunt and really an embarrassment to the West. You have to start with the U.S. couldn't sponsor the resolution because they're not a member of the ICC. They don't want to take a chance of being hauled into court for any of the things, the nasty things that they're doing around the planet. So they got France to come in and do a stand-in for them. And even though they tried to balance it out, that they want to investigate Assad and then also the insurgents for crimes against humanity, they amazingly left out the U.S., and they left out Israel because they also have been involved in doing this. And also, I would pick bones with them a little bit when the report said that they were trying to do this to support military intervention. If you don't think military intervention is going on in Syria right now and has been for 3 years, I don't know what people can call it. It's classical asymmetric warfare, which is a war on the cheap now, where you use insurgent forces and terrorist forces because they found that the public, that kind of is below the radar, and the public doesn't really mind the country getting involved in that. So, but the idea that they would try to set something up where they would do a bombing campaign, I could understand that. But they're making a big mistake. Syria should have been hauling all of these countries. They've caught Qatari, Saudi Arabian, and Turkish officers in uniform inside Syria fighting, and they haven't held them over for international courts or anything like that. So they need to do a little better job at standing up against the terrorist aspect themselves.
And Mr. Dean, following up with what you said, can this then be seen as a bit of a desperate act then on the part of the United States and France, considering, as you said, that there is a military intervention currently in Syria, and they seem to be losing because, you know, President Assad and his army do seem to be gaining some sort of a foothold?
They are. The West have been beat not really by Assad. They've been beaten by the Syrian army, and they've been beaten by the Syrian people. And really what pulled them all together, even the anti-Assad forces, when they unleashed terrorist brigades on the Syrian people, just to gain some geopolitical goal that they wanted, like a pipeline through northern Syria so the Gulf states could undermine the Russians by exporting oil to Europe. And they've killed 150,000 people, and they're willing to still kill more. If there wasn't anybody that deserved to be hauled into international courts for fighting an aggressive and offensive war, it's the West with the U.S. in the lead.
Okay, we'll leave it there for now. But, of course, we do appreciate your insight. As always, that was Jim Dean speaking to us live from Atlanta.